This is the Emirates Stadium, North London, the beautiful home of Arsenal Football Club. We welcome you here. We invite you to embrace this pivotal weekend in the race to be the champions of the Premier League. Arsenal, top of the league! Boy, were they made to sweat! Right in the first half, Wiese's equaliser, and then Harris on 86. Arsenal have done their business.
Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. Up Gunners! All right, folks, let's talk about that nail-biting clash between Arsenal and Brentford. What a rollercoaster ride it was, Arsenal clinching a hard-fought 2-1 victory over Brentford in the league showdown. Declan Rice and Kai Havertz were the heroes of the day, finding the net for Arsenal while Johan Visser managed to get one past Ramsdale for Brentford. This victory has propelled Arsenal to the top of the league standings, marking their dominance with 8 consecutive domestic victories. Now let me tell you, this match was an absolute thriller. You had to be there, especially with Havertz's late goal sealing the deal and sending Emirates Stadium into a frenzy.
White. Havertz! How they thirsted for that! In Arsenal's hour of urgent need, Kai Havertz got big! That's a mighty, mighty goal!
William Saliba didn't hold back in praising the team's mentality to overcome setbacks, highlighting the collective effort that got them through. And of course, manager Mikel Arteta had some words of praise for Ramsdale as well, commending his character and determination in bouncing back from that costly mistake. Kai Havertz, the man of the moment, couldn't contain his excitement after the match, emphasizing just how massive this win was for Arsenal. He mentioned how desperate they were for those 3 points and applauded the team's determination, especially in the second half. Now, even though they didn't start off at their best, winning in such a manner was sweeter than honey. And he made it clear, they're focused on themselves and the competitions ahead, hoping for more special moments. So am I.
Ramsdale's in trouble! Oh no! He has presented an equaliser to Wiese. That is an ugly moment. A nasty punctuation mark on what hitherto had been a smooth Arsenal evening.
Now let's talk about the star players' performances. Aaron Ramsdale faced a moment of despair with that costly mistake. But boy, did he redeem himself with crucial saves later on. Ben White emerged as a standout figure, orchestrating Arsenal's defense with finesse and providing those crucial assists. Declan Rice continued his stellar run, blending defensive solidity with an attacking spark. And let's not forget Martin Odegaard, dictating the play with his creative flair, while Bukayo Saka's dynamic presence on the flanks caused constant problems for Brentford's defense. But the hero of the day was Kai Havertz, once again proving his worth with that crucial header. His knack again for scoring important goals is unmatched, and he's become the go-to guy in pivotal moments like this for the team. Now shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the financial fair play charges against Manchester City. Now if they face sanctions, this could indirectly benefit Arsenal by leveling the financial playing field in the Premier League. And speaking of leveling, former Arsenal player Lukas Podolski has made an interesting move into the kebab business. Well, he's been at it for quite a while, but here's the thing, he's claiming it's more profitable than his football career, saying he's been making more money post-football than while he was playing football, selling fried meat. Quite the transition there. And lastly, Arsenal is gearing for a crucial match against Porto, aiming to secure a spot in the quarterfinals for the first time in 14 years. With momentum on their side, fans are expecting nothing less than a thrilling encounter. And according to the latest odds, a 3-1 victory for the Gunners, no go bad now. What do you think? So mark your calendars, it's Tuesday, March 12th. It's 9 p.m. local time, that's in Nigerian time. And it's going to be one heck of a showdown at the Emirates Stadium. It is not a match to miss. Oh, my fellow Gunners, look, let me tell you, I am buzzing with excitement right now. Can you believe what's happening with our Arsenal? I mean, it's been quite the journey, hasn't it? I've been a fan for 35 years. I've seen the highs, the lows, but right now, it does feel like something special is brewing. Listen, we just beat Brentford in a thrilling match over the weekend, and now we're sitting pretty at the top of the Premier League. Liverpool and Man City, thank you too, at least for the next 3 weeks. Now, you know it's not just about the wins for me. Although these are really great, but it's also about the way we are playing. We're showing so much heart, so much determination, and players like Ben White, Declan Rice, and even Kai Havertz are really stepping up, and it's an incredible thing to see. And let's not forget about the upcoming match against Porto. Now, I've got a feeling we're going to come out on top and secure a spot in the quarterfinals for the first time in 14 years. The Emirates is going to be rocking, and I can't wait to see our boys out there doing what they do best. Now, I know we haven't won the Premiership since the Invincible era, 2004, 20 years ago. Whew. But this year, guy, this year feels different. There's a fire in this team. I thought it was in the team last year, but I'm seeing a much hotter fire this season. There's a fire in this team, a hunger for success that I really haven't seen in a long time. So yes, I truly believe that 2024 could be the year. And I, for one, am absolutely loving every moment of this ride. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!